Hey, good morning. It is Brian Stutes here with a 10th break for the 16th of April, 2024. You're seeing the Globe Fights for Gaza, or whatever, the Stop the Globe for Gaza is the name of this movement around the country that's blocking airports from SeaTac to LAX to SFO in San Francisco and Dulles in D.C. Overwhelmingly youngsters, kids in their 20s who got radicalized out of high school and then onto college campuses. How does this process work? And this happens right down to where there's a teacher from West Seattle who's on paid administrative leave for statements he made on social media saying that the justification of murdering innocent women at a music festival by Hamas on October 7th is that the oppressor doesn't get to choose the form of resistance, you know, like Ghostbusters choosing the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Here he is talking to Accuracy in Media's Crisis in the Classroom reporter in West Seattle at a Jew-hating conference or protest.
Your post said that their oppressors don't get to choose the form of resistance used against them. You didn't write that?
That is true.
Well, then was what happened to Israel on October 7th justified?
Yes.
The rape of women at a music festival was justified.
Where's the evidence that there was rape?
You don't think there was any rape?
Where's the evidence that there was rape?
Okay. Were women murdered at the music festival?
They were.
Was that justified?
Yes.
The murder of innocent women just attending a music festival, that was justified in your opinion?
No. I think resistance against Israel is justified, yes.
Okay, so that's Ian Golash from West Seattle High School, International High School. So he's in there teaching kids what he believes. And so what about on college campuses? Where does this money come from? Well, it comes from Qatar. It comes from Al Jazeera. In a study called Outsourced to Qatar, a case study of Northwestern University, Qatar. There are many, many universities that have branch campuses in Qatar, in the Emirate of Qatar, where Al Jazeera is based. And Al Jazeera makes money. The royal family of Qatar makes money. They own Al Jazeera. And they donate huge funds to, for instance, Virginia Commonwealth, $203 million in 1997 when they established the fund there. Where else? It might surprise you. Texas A&M, a very conservative school that my nephew's going to matriculate as a ROTC kid later on this year. $696 million. It's an engineering, you know, specialization university. Cornell Medicine University, $1,793,000,000 to Qatar. And you just have to assume every one of these, all the money doesn't go just to the School of Medicine. It goes to establish Al Jazeera-friendly clubs, Qatari-friendly clubs, and it goes to establish Al Jazeera schools of journalism and the whole thing. And the Al Jazeera School of Journalism is blame America for everything, never blame Qatar, never ask why women can't vote in Qatar or whatever. So Carnegie Mellon, which is a computer science and technology university, $740 million. Georgetown, $760 million. I mean, you're now downhill going to a billion, and that was established in 2005, and they've gotten results at Georgetown, a very liberal university, and also with a branch campus in Qatar. Northwestern, $601 million for journalism, a school for journalism, and they're absolutely doing it to affect the next generation of journalists. The kids lying down in front of cars in SeaTac are going to be your field TV reporters at MSNBC and New York Times next year. And with teachers like Mr. Golash in West Seattle justifying any kind of depredation because you're resisting, they're parroting and repeating the colonizer resistance bleeding that chant that you've heard from Evergreen to the UW and the whole thing, and it's sponsored by these funds. And make no mistake, they are sponsored. Where do they get the money for the banners and the flags and all that? it's in a fund, and someone is a treasurer of a like Gaza Freedom Club or something. You are going to be expressing anti-Israel bias, and the footage will wind up on Iranian state TV, on Hezbollah TV, Al-Manar, Al-Alam, these various purported cable channels for a terrorist organization. And Hamas has a TV channel too, by the way. If you want to go to the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory TV, MEMRITV.org, you can see that stuff. Pure propaganda aimed at kids. You know, an evil Mickey Mouse avatar with a knife cutting out the heart of a Jew. That's a famous old Hamas skit. And Hezbollah, a terrorist organization with a TV channel, The Light, Al-Manar, that has been finally designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. State Department. It took them years. We were telling them in Baghdad in the early 2000s as the Israelis were accusing Hezbollah of inspiring or having a unique access to reports of terrorist acts before they even happened. We didn't believe them, but then we started seeing Al-Manar channel cameras on tripods around Baghdad, usually indicating that a roadside bomb was about to go off. So don't go down there. If an Al-Manar van or camera was set up, don't go in that camera's view because you're probably the target of a roadside bomb. And then they objected that we weren't treating them like regular media. And we were like, well, because you're not regular media. And their goal was to have footage, exclusive footage of Americans dying, and they could put it on Al-Manar Worldwide TV and it would be seen back here in the U.S. because they were portraying us as colonizers and conquerors. Because, of course, for some reason with Antifa and the far left, they've determined that that's the greatest crime against humanity is when America or American-style European democracies colonize. Anything is colonizing. Puerto Rico has been colonized. And, you know, they put up referendums for Puerto Ricans to get independence. They always fail. I don't recall the Belgians ever doing that in the Congo, a referendum on independence. But anyway, it's frustrating. It's bizarre. But it is coming down into your high school classroom here in a very radical town like Seattle. And so Mr. Golash is on administrative leave. He'll lawyer up and he'll say that his use of social media, even though it's against the guidelines that he agreed to in Seattle Public Schools, to be advocating for murder and justifying murder because it's resistance to a colonizer. And he'll say that it will not surprise me at all if he makes it a crusade against him. It'll be all about him. but so when for instance, when oxygen is given to the idea that you would not support Israel, because like the influence on the president is undeniable, and they've seen this. Al Jazeera and Qatar have seen this, and Qatar strategically is directed by Iran that there is resistance across America. It's completely overblown. When Al Jazeera gets a story or PressTV.ir, the Iranian propaganda channel, they absolutely blow it out. And then they'll say that air travel in America was paralyzed and nothing flew yesterday. When reality was in most large airports, in most large cities, it was a minor distraction, a minor slowdown to people arriving and being picked up late or maybe being dropped off late and things like that. Hardly paralyzing. But this gives oxygen to the Democrats that are checking uncommitted on their primary ballots, and the president reacts with bad policy towards Israel. So the Israelis are seeing this as an unbroken line because it's an unbroken line from West Seattle High School, from a crazy teacher justifying the murder of innocent women to a radical student blocking off SeaTac and giving Al Jazeera another story about resistance in America and that the American people don't support Israel, to the White House reacting and panicking, terrified that that the liberal Democrats in Michigan might actually put their thumb on the scale in the fall and convince Biden to not support Israel at a time like this. And this is where the dividing line between evangelical, mainly conservative Republicans, unwavering support for Israel in the face of murder, versus Democrats being afraid to be accused of suppressing free speech by telling someone, hey, don't advocate for murder at the front of my kid's classroom. That somehow that's wrong. And that resistance against colonizers should be taught, and then the whole thing. You can see where the Israelis are concerned about an American president that's more concerned about being reelected at the expense of Israel, even in some cases affecting Republicans and the funding of an Israeli appropriations bill. So that's the process. That's how that works. Fund money to an American university, and it will trickle down. That's the trickle-down economics that they absolutely believe in. And I'll tweet out this report at Dark Secret Place, the report called Outsourced to Cotter, a Case Study of Northwest University Cotter from the National Association of Scholars. And the Twitter feed, by the way, that you can find the wacky teacher. I'll tweet it out, but it's from the Accuracy and Media Center, Crisis in the Classroom, CITC, at CIT Classroom on Twitter, at CIT Classroom on Twitter, at Crisis in the Classroom. So check that out, but I'll put it on my Twitter feed, and thanks for listening. This is the 10th break. For Tuesday, the 16th. Listen tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on The Brian Suit Show on AM 770 KTTH.